It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The federal agency that enforces worker safety protections announced in recent months a move away from traditional hard hats. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration says its inspectors now wear safety helmets at inspection sites. We learn about the evolution of traditional hard hats into modern safety helmets and changes at an Appleton-based construction firm. Call in with the question, share comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Kristen Clements is Safety Operations Manager at the Bolt Company. Kristen, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
And Will Cummings is here, journeyman, iron worker, and weld shop foreman at Bolt. Will, welcome.
Good morning.
Will, let's start with you. Hard hats have been made from a variety of materials over the decades, canvas, metal, fiberglass. Modern hard hats made of plastic. What are the main differences between traditional hard hats and these new safety helmets?
Well, with the new safety helmets, they come with a chin strap, and that's kind of a big deal because most incidents, let's say, like with the traditional hard hats, if you were to fall, let's say, from a ladder, 90% of the time your hard hat, the traditional hard hat, would fall off. With these newer hard hats, with the chin straps, the hard hat should stay attached. So that's a pretty big deal safety-wise.
Yes. I also understand that these helmets have like foam in the helmet, like a high-density foam. Is that to like absorb impact?
Yeah, they're much more shock-resistant than the traditional hard hats. A lot of the traditional hard hats don't have any foam in them. But these new ones have that new shock resistance.
So, Kristen, a couple years ago, Bolt transitions from the use of older hard hats to these new safety helmets. How are these safety helmets changing the way that workers at Bolt do their jobs?
Yeah, I think it was a big change from a tradition and culture standpoint, especially even just the look of them. But really, I guess for us at the end of the day, it was about providing the best protection for our employees. So we never experienced a traumatic brain injury, previously. And I guess by going to the helmets, we feel much more comfortable if something were to happen, if somebody were to have a fall, even if it were just from a ladder, that our employees are much more protected.
How do you get workers who have been wearing a traditional safety hat, a traditional hard hat for decades, to feel comfortable and embrace a new design of protective equipment?
Well, to say it would be easy would probably be a stretch, because it has been such a big tradition for such a long time. But really, I think, when we took the approach, it was trialing and piloting a lot of different styles of the safety helmets on projects, and really trying to work with the employees as much as possible, getting out to job sites and getting their feedback. And that was really a big part of this journey, was working with the employees, working with our project teams, and just finding out what the struggles and the obstacles that they're having, because we have many different types of trades that do a lot of different scopes of work. So there's a lot of things to take into consideration, especially when it came to, regions where we have high heat, or facilities that we have, maybe dripping or chemicals or stuff that could be falling through, was a big determiner, made a big decision on whether we were going to go with vented or non-vented. And for us, there was a point where we actually, we started with non-vented helmets, but because of some of those high heat regions, we said, no, the feedback we were getting, we had to go with vented options.
What would venting look like on a safety helmet?
Well, there's several different styles. Some of the venting is off to the side. And some of the helmets that we have now currently has just like the venting on top, kind of like what a bike helmet, like the venting of a bike helmet looks like.
Oh, sure. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, in terms, Will, do these safety helmets, do they obstruct hearing at all? Or are the ear, what happens around the ears?
No, they don't obstruct hearing at all. And actually, they come with, I believe they have, Kristen, I believe they have like attachments where you can put earmuffs right on them and then just slide them down.
We're talking about worker safety in construction with the Bolt Company. It's based in Appleton. Will Cummings is here, journeyman, iron worker, and weld shop foreman. Kristen Clements is safety operations manager. Call in with questions and comments about safety gear. The number is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Will, you made me think about how these safety helmets have the ability to put on a bunch of different attachments, it seems. Was that possible with a traditional hard hat before?
It was, yeah. We had, you know, face shield attachments, welding helmet attachments that would clip right over the old traditional helmets. So there was actually, that was probably the biggest challenge when we switched was figuring out how the new attachments would work. And when it first got launched, Kristen came to me and I got to try out two different types of helmets, all different types of attachments, kind of gave her my feedback. Things weren't working at first, you know, helmets were too close to the face. They weren't far enough away. And Kristen and her team did an excellent job working with us. And we came up with a solution to all those problems. And right now, you just clip your face shield on. You hit two little buttons on the side of your hard hat with these brackets. And, you can switch out your shields in an instant.
Kristen, what was that like for you trying to make all of these attachments work and work properly in so many different types of settings?
Yeah, I think that was, definitely a lot of trial and error. And it was pretty interesting coming into this journey because we weren't the first company that's gone to helmets. And there were several different types of manufacturers out there that had helmets, but they didn't have a lot of accessories, especially when it came to welding. And just because of the profile and the shape of the helmet compared to the hard hat, the traditional accessories that were working for a hard hat weren't necessarily working for the helmets. It was leaving gaps or, as Will said, too close to the face if they were welding, not necessarily be able to put a respirator underneath and things like that. So that was really where we were able to take that feedback and try and work with any manufacturers we could that would, listen to our feedback and just say, hey, this is some of the problems that we're having, as far as the fit, but then also being able to, switch back and forth. If we have somebody that's doing hot work and they're welding and they're grinding and going back and forth, being able to switch back and forth to the proper accessory multiple times a day, it's been a challenge for sure.
Will, I have the vision of a welder in my head and just the importance of having those shields there in that hot work, as Kristen said. Are the risks different in working in a weld shop than as a journeyman iron worker?
I would say it's probably more convenient to work in a weld shop compared to working out in the field.
What do you mean by that?
Well, first of all, the elements that you're in. I'm in a 70 degree year round heated shop. Mm. And out in the field, you're in all the elements. So that's number one. Number two is there was kind of two different helmets that we were experimenting with. One of them wasn't vented. One of them is vented. And with the vented one, being a welder, always grinding, welding, sparks flying, we have to make sure that we're wearing a cap underneath our helmet because there is the risk times of getting sparks down those vent holes. So that's kind of a big deal too.
Will Cummings is a journeyman iron worker and weld shop foreman at the Bolt Company. Kristen Clements is with us, the construction company's safety operations manager, as we discuss safety gear on the job and the transition to safety helmets. Call in with a question. You can share your comments along the way at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The hard-boiled hat, also called the skull bucket, revolutionized the safety product industry a century ago. That's history from Smithsonian Magazine. We learn about advancements in protecting workers from head injuries and the shift away from traditional hard hats to safety helmets that aim to provide better protection to side impacts and front impacts. Call in with a question. You can add comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Will Cummings is here, journeyman iron worker at the Bolt Company. Kristen Clements is its safety operations manager. Kristen, it was interesting to me that Bolt did its own research on safety helmets and then made sure that your manufacturer that you chose would incorporate your findings in the design. Why was that critical?
The biggest part of it was that the feedback that we had for the manufacturers was coming from the employees. And being as big of a change as this was, we didn't want to just roll something out and say, here, kind of do safety to the employees. It was more about, and still is, about trying to work with them to find out what works for them. So having manufacturers that were willing to listen and take the feedback and actually start making modifications and changes to their designs and even come up and create new equipment and work with their design teams was a pretty big factor. In the direction that we've gone so far with the helmets that we're using and the accessories.
So Milwaukee Tool becomes the manufacturer of these helmets. How did this partnership come together?
It was just kind of organic in a way through the trialing, and we worked with several just different, like I said, different manufacturers. And it was really the ones that were willing to listen and really take the feedback and ask questions, be willing to come even to the field, come to our offices, and just be there and be present, was a really big factor in that.
Will, did you feel that open communication about how to improve these helmets and make them just right for the work that you do?
Absolutely. Like I can't say enough about our safety team, at Bolt, with how they did work with us, and take our feedback. Like, it's a big deal. These guys got to wear these hard hats, every day. And change is always a tough thing in construction. I mean, years ago, from switching to different harnesses, everything presents a challenge when you change it, to these guys that they got to wear it every day.
Have you seen a head injury before in your career, Will?
I have not. I have not. I've been close myself. I fell off a ladder once. But I did not get hurt. But my hard hat did fall off.
What did that incident, did you change after that? Or was that like a warning for you about the importance of protective equipment?
Well, this happened, probably 10, 12 years ago. So, I guess we didn't really have the option to change. And
yeah,
at that time.
Kristen, how does Bolt care for its workers if they sustain injuries or, a head injury on the job?
I mean, if we were to have, any injury, not just even a head injury, but at the end of the day, these are our employees, our people, and we want them to go home, you know, in the same shape and condition they came in with. So taking care of our employees is always a big deal.
What are the cost differences between the old hard hats versus what these new safety helmets cost?
I would say you're probably ranging anywhere from, you could range probably $50 to $80 more per helmet with the new helmets, depending on the helmet that you go with.
Is that due to their design or their materials or something else?
Yeah, I would say it's probably a lot to do with the design and the materials that go into it, just because the traditional hard hat is really, you know, the shell, whether it's a plastic or fiber metal, and then it just only has the suspension on the inside. Now you're adding besides the plastic and the design of it, now you're adding in that integrated foam, the chin straps. So there's definitely a lot more materials. And there's also a lot of the helmets are really going towards the type 2. So then that means you're getting different ANSI certifications and testing that comes along with it to give it the impact resistance when you start talking about the side and the front and the rear, and not just the protection from like a something falling or an object falling from above.
It makes me think about how OSHA has also changed its helmets. Do you think your helmets will eventually become more of a standard out in the field on construction sites and in the industry?
Absolutely. I think within the next, I don't know, 2 to 3 years, I think that it's going to be pretty much the norm. You know, I've just in the last 2 years, I would say even in the last year, we've seen a lot of companies switching, and even, you know, other companies throughout even just the Fox Valley are switching to that. You know, it's just, I don't know, at the end of the day, it's the right thing to do. If we have a better opportunity and equipment to protect the people that are in the front lines every day, then that's just the right thing to do.
We're discussing worker safety with the Bolt Company in Appleton. We have Kristen Clements, its Safety Operations Manager, and Will Cummings is here, journeyman, iron worker, and weld shop foreman. Call in with questions and comments about safety gear and hard hats, the transformation, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Will, how else can worker safety efforts improve? What are the next steps?
I think that's a better question for Kristen. I mean, we, as workers, we're going to do what we have to do to come to work every day. And to me, at the end of the day, I want to go home to my family safely.
Mm-hmm.
So with Bolt Safety Team, bringing up new ideas, and they're willing to work with us on everything, as long as we know that we're coming to a safe place to work, which is, I mean, Bolt cares about their employees and their families. And that's what's important to me.
Kristen, is there other personal protective equipment, you know, going through a similar major design and safety overhaul?
Maybe not necessarily. I can think of like new right now, but I mean, you know, a couple of years ago we had switched from, or not switched, we went to ANSI cut level 4 gloves or higher on our job sites, where and 100% glove use. So regardless of what you're doing on site, even if you're just a project manager walking out onto the site, because who knows, maybe you quick go to grab something, we require everybody to wear gloves. You know, and we saw a big reduction in our hand injuries just by going to 100% hand protection and a higher cut level than, you know, requiring a higher cut level than we ever have before. So it's just some little things like that, you know, that's making a difference.
It seems like that might be a small difference to have that level of protection for the hands, but if you can see that, you can see the difference pretty instantaneously, like with a change like that in safety, that can make quite the difference, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, just I guess the technologies that are changing. I mean, it's no different than going from your iPhone, Apple, 10 to a 14, I guess, and all the different features, where you have a cut level 4 glove now, or even cut level 5s and 6s that have a lot more dexterity to them. So it's not like you're wearing a big padded mittens trying to do your job when you need to have the dexterity. So now you have, gloves that are, allow for the dexterity. So it's just advancing, the technologies and stuff that's out there.
Well, Kristen and Will, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Will Cummings, journeyman iron worker, weld shop foreman at the Bolt Company, Kristen Clements, safety operations manager at Bolt. And for disclosure, the Bolt Company is a WPR business sponsor. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.